Well, folks, it's time for a fish report. Leaf, is it a little too warm in here for you?
I'm finally getting acclimated to the cold.
Leaf's been out, a lot of ice out there. I mean,
yeah.
Last time we talked, I think we were saying, oh, it looks like snow. It could snow. Well, since then, obviously, we've gotten snow. And as we were just looking at a lot of your pictures in your phone, you've seen a lot of ice on the river. It's probably breaking up a little bit from some of that, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we were down there in like the low teens there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got fish even at 16 degrees, I think was the low point. In one of those last floats I was showing you there, counting coho reds on the Chewook, it was barely floatable to totally not floatable where we were dragging our boats for that last three quarters of a mile on top of the ice. And, you know, right now the Methow for steelheading and everything, it is floatable, but you'll find that some of your boat launches are definitely not doable unless you have some great tires and a four-wheel drive. So there are a few still that are pretty easy, like Carlton Hole, and up here at Halderman's. But definitely scout your launch before you try to just jump in there and jump out.
Mm-hmm. So and things could be changing depending on the weather. I haven't really seen a lot of cold temperatures in the forecast.
We're just kind of looks like we're hanging right in this 30, mid-30, upper 30 kind of thing. And might be sunny, might be a little bit of snow coming down, or maybe even rain. But, you know, I think it's just going to be kind of consistent, which is what fish really like at this time of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're out counting reds, were you able to see through the ice? I mean,
that day, we found some reds. That was a little easier, but we were also hoping to collect some carcasses. The fish that were the ones making those reds. We want a percentage of those fish, which we think are responsible for the reds up in that system. And our last count was a little unsuccessful because of that ice. No,
yeah.
They want to wash into the softer zones of the water where that freezes up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it looked like fun, but maybe not such a good day on the job.
It was fun on the oars, not as productive on the data.
Yeah. Well, I know your situation has changed. You're going to have more time for fishing.
Yeah, we wrapped up those coho surveys, and I'm just going to be enjoying the fishing through December and January, and definitely inviting other people to do the same. I went out today and just went out the back door there behind my house here in the Twisp area. And in no time at all, hooked into one of those on the black chronomid that we were talking about last week. The black chronomid with the white head is just one of those go-tos. And I like to, hang a double-headed chronomid that I tie on like a size 8 nymph hook. So it's kind of big, and that'll provide me with a little bit of weight, maybe draw some more attention than the smaller ones would. And then I drop underneath that a single-headed chronomid, and it's either red body or black body or white head, and white head on either one. Mm. And today I was kind of shopping around the colors, and it took that single black-headed chronomid. But they've taken both lately.
You know, somebody who's not tying their own bugs, where would you send them?
Well, I'm sure everybody's got their local tackle store there or fly shop that you can go to around here. Mm-hmm. We've got some up at the Outdoorsman in Winthrop, and then also I think it's 40 North now instead of Big R over in Omak area. Oh. And the chronomid is a beautiful bug, and that you can – well, it's not only beautiful looking aesthetically, but you can tie it in like 5 minutes.
It is one of the simple it's basically kind of like my old aunt.
Yep.
With a head.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. It's just it's like a lot of those nymphs that are just hanging in the water there in the water column, and it's just kind of got a black body. That white head might represent the gills that they use to breathe rather than the head, but just kind of draws the attention, especially in the super clean water.
Yeah.
That blingy little white going through the water, they see it. And even a big fish, which has surprised people like steelhead, love this bug right here.
Yeah.
And I showed you the one that I caught that fish on today, and it's tiny, but it is super effective. Costs about all of 0.3 cents to tie, 5 minutes to do it, just black thread for the body, a little bit of red ribbing, and the white head, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I part of what made me catch on to this kind of fishing is I liked making the flies. I wanted to be in kind of control. It's fun to see a fish rise to a fly that you've tied.
Man.
But if somebody, just wants to try steelheading, I mean, that in itself is a great pursuit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're out on a beautiful stretch of water in a wonderful time of year, and you're just going to see some things and just basically spend some time with Mother Nature that's hard to beat.
Oh, man, you know it. I mean, there are many layers to the onion of fly fishing, and, you know, the beautiful backdrop,
yeah,
the act of catching, and the double, you know, hooray that comes from doing it on your own fly is amazing. And yeah, plus, you know, when you're frozen off the river, you can sit there in the warmth of your own home and do some fly tying.
Right on.
So, you know, I mean, if anybody wants to check out the bugs, I'll put some pictures of these bugs that I like to use up on the website, and I'll keep you abreast of anything going on in my blog as things change. And also check us out at MedHow Fishing Adventures on Facebook. And if you'd like to book a trip with us, just check us out on our contact page at the Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And, you know, stay in touch, stay warm, and, hey, celebrate those holidays together. Take care of one another, and fish on.
Fish on.